Joining us on the phone this morning is Dr. Maureen Hackett. She's the president and founder of Howling for Wolves. And Howling for Wolves is going to have a meeting on Saturday at 1 o'clock to encourage folks to get involved and take some action to protect wolves around the state. Maureen, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
There have been a number of changes in environmental law and some rollbacks of some existing protections. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things, protection-wise, as far as wolves are concerned, that you're concerned about and that you want to bring to people's attention?
Yes, there are threats to the wolf both at the federal and state level. And so what we're doing at Howling for Wolves is we are on two battles, essentially, at the federal level with the upcoming negotiations about the new omnibus appropriations bill. That's a budget bill that is going to be finalized, or at least hopefully, on March 23rd. We're afraid that there's going to be many riders onto that bill that will threaten endangered species and the wolf. There's one very sneaky bill that says the Department of Interior should reissue a new rule back to where the wolf was when they were delisted, but they don't say the word wolf, they don't say the word endangered species, and they make the new listing not judicially reviewable. And that's a very dangerous precedent, with Congress telling the judiciary, hey, you can't review what we've done. So that's one problem. And that an action people can take on our website, a federal action. We have two actions, state and federal. At the state level, what we're doing is we want to make Minnesota safer for wolves, even if they are delisted, and for other wildlife. So we have a very large initiative this year to ban the snare. Snaring kills many dogs and other and obviously wildlife, and they stay in the woods pretty much indefinitely because they're so cheap and they're put out by the hundreds that these wire nooses are not collected, and they capture songbirds, they injure moose, they injure deer, and they injure dogs, and of course the wolf, like everybody knows about that wolf that was found with the snare around his snout. It was so sad, and we don't want to see that happening over and over again. What people don't realize is that probably is happening, but it's just not witnessed. We were just lucky enough or unfortunate enough to witness that poor starving wolf, but we know that the DNR is finding dead wolves from snares that are in the woods.
There was legislation several years back, as I recall, that wanted to move traps. This was a piece of trapping legislation, and they wanted to move traps away from certain areas because dogs were being trapped accidentally. And that piece of legislation was voted down. It sounded as though, at least at that time, a few years back, legislators weren't interested in anything that really impinged on trapping.
Well, the history of that bill, I'm not quite as familiar. I do think it was attached to a game and fish bill that then didn't move forward. But that was, you know, like moving the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. Essentially, they were raising up these conibear traps to a higher level so that dogs wouldn't stick their heads in them because they would have to be at 4 feet instead of whatever they are now. And the problem I have with that, it didn't touch snares, and we know that snares kill many more dogs and other wildlife. So what we're proposing is to eliminate all snaring, because then the public can help clean up the woods. The public can help make the woods safer if they know, hey, that snare is illegal. Rather than making little changes to regulations about snares, such as certain kinds of locks and things like that, we know the DNR cannot enforce the laws they have. We know the DNR has only 200 enforcement officers throughout the entire state of Minnesota, with, the last time I checked, 40 vacant positions open. So the public really needs to help, and the only way the public can help is to know clearly what is legal, what is not. And if we eliminate snaring, we know we can make our woods safer. So that's what we're pushing. That other bill we know was pushed by trappers, people who wanted to make trapping safer for their dogs, but we feel that they were they were not doing enough, and they were going to give too much cover to legislators thinking that they were doing something when really the snares would still be out there and still be killing.
One of the things that I was surprised to learn, because, of course, we are extremely proud of Wildwoods Rehabilitation here in Duluth, and folks really enjoy following their escapades on social media and the things that they're trying to do to educate the public and the many success stories that they're able to create. And, of course, every so often a call goes out, you know, is anybody heading south? Can somebody bring an injured bird or animal down to the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center? I didn't realize that it was illegal to bring a wolf to a wildlife rehabilitation center.
Yes, it's very sad. We learned that the DNR commissioner can exclude any species from being rehabilitated at any rehabilitation center where they're given a permit. And so we went around and checked with all the large animal wildlife rehabilitation centers, and all of them have had wolves excluded. I don't think people realize that wolves essentially have been pretty much... There's a concerted effort to eliminate them, and the public doesn't realize it. You know, the public thinks that, well, you know, there are enough wolves because they come out with these numbers. These numbers are also a fabrication, and I think people need to look at our website to see how wolves are estimated, and then to see how those numbers can be manipulated to make it look like we have a lot of wolves. So that's one issue, but this whole rehabilitation issue, the fact that you can't rehabilitate a wolf and yet you have snares that are legal and legally set out for coyotes and they're killing wolves or they're injuring them, now what do we do? This is an endangered species, the wolf, and the DNR has systematically at every step tried to eliminate the wolf. Another example is the fact that the wolf is not listed on the state's list of species of special concern. They removed the wolf back when the wolf first lost their endangered species status, and they've not been returned to that list. That means that when they check out their timber sales, when they look at, you know, all these other types of things that the state is doing with our lands, they never consider the wolf's welfare because he's and she is not on the list.
Wolf Day. I didn't realize there was a Wolf Day. When is that coming up now?
We have a Wolf Day, which is April 11th. And it's we have buses that are scheduled to be coming from Duluth, so we want people to RSVP on our website. April 11th is a Wednesday, and we will set up meetings with legislators, with their constituents. So that's another reason people need to RSVP, and they also need to cancel if they don't come so that we can make sure the legislators understand who's going to be at their meetings. And at those meetings, we have constituents, people asking their lawmakers for passing and voting for and supporting the bills that we have. And we have a bill that will eliminate snaring. We have a bill that will require at least two rehabilitation centers be able to handle wolves. And we also have a bill that will require permission to trap on private lands. And finally, our flagship bill, which we've been working on for 6 years or 7 years since this all started, is to repeal the wolf hunt. So all of that is illustrated or talked about on our Take Action page on the State Action. You can read the bill numbers, the bill authors, and the bill to ban snaring, we think, has an excellent chance of passing this year. We have bipartisan lawmakers who have signed on as authors to ban the snare, and we have some insider information from some, at least one committee chair who wants to get this bill through. And we think that there's a very, very high likelihood, especially if the public continues to help us take the actions that we're asking. Wolf Day is one of those actions, April 11th. Again, you RSVP under our events on our website, howlingforwolves.org, howlingforwolves.org. But also, there's a way you can take an electronic action from the website, under Take Action. And that has already generated, we've already had 300 people in the last 2 weeks take an action. So that is great. And so we're just encouraging people to let your lawmakers know. Phone calls, emails, and in person is a great way to do that.
And Maureen, we'll get a link set up on our website so it will be easy for folks to check out the information you have available. Thank you so much this morning for joining us.
Thank you. The wolf appreciates it.
Dr. Maureen Hackett, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.